And there are so many people today putting so much effort into soul winning, and they're failing today. And they're not going to be graded on effort. What are they getting done? What are they accomplishing is what I'd like to know. And let me give you a perfect example. People who just hand tracts instead of actually giving people the gospel. Perfect example. And I mean, there are people, I remember I knew a guy when I was in Germany. He literally spent 3 days a week, 8 hours a day, just distributing tracts. But he wasn't doing any soul winning. He wasn't opening his mouth. The Bible says that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. The Bible says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And look, you say, well, you know, are tracts any good? You know what a tract is good for? To put in somebody's hand as a way to start the conversation. That's what it's good for. To put it in somebody's hand and start a conversation. But you know what? If you're just going to go out and just do nothing but hand out tracts, that's not something that God ever told you to do. Great effort. You get an A for effort because you're out handing out tracts all day. But wait a minute. Are you getting people saved? No. And you say, oh, tons of people get saved from tracts. No, they don't. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. How shall they hear without a preacher, the Bible says. And you know what? Most people are not going to read that tract, and if they do read it, they're not going to understand it. They need a spirit-filled, Bible-believing Christian to open their mouth with boldness and preach the gospel. You know, I always think about it. Whenever I'm out knocking doors, soul winning, and I give somebody the gospel and they get saved, I always think to myself, man, there's no way this person would have got saved just reading a tract. You think my wife would have got saved reading a tract? I explained to her the gospel like 30 times before she got saved. I mean, I explained it to her over and over and over again, and I prayed, and I talked to her, and I went over it with her and preached the word at her. You know, you think if I would have just handed her a tract? In fact, that's how I met my wife. I handed her a tract, and you know what she did? She handed it back to me and said, not interested. That's true. I walked up, handed her a tract, and she handed it back to me and said, not interested. And she said, well, I just didn't want to, you know, litter it like everybody else was littering it. She was trying to be green about it and save the environment. So she handed it back to me, and, you know, her greenness paid off because, you know, here we are, happily ever after, 13 years later. But what I'm saying is, she wouldn't have got saved from a tract. She didn't get saved the first time I gave her the gospel. I had to give her the gospel over and over and over. It took boldness. It took took the boldness to get that phone number, you know, when I talked to her. It took the boldness to call that number, you know. It took the boldness and the preaching and the prayer and everything that went into it. But we want to take an easy way. What's easier, just handing somebody something? Yeah. Or actually doing the soul winning? Doing the soul winning is more difficult. Doing the soul winning requires you to learn some Bible. Doing the soul winning requires you to have some boldness, to be filled with the Spirit. You don't have to be filled with the Spirit to hand somebody a piece of paper. The mailman does it every day, and he's not even saved. Okay? I mean, the mailman can hand these papers out. You could literally program a robot to hand these papers out and to just, you know, Faithful Word Baptist Church. You know, no, we need a spirit-filled, soul-winning Christian to open their mouth and preach the Word of God like only they can do. Amen. And when you open your mouth and preach the gospel to somebody, it's not going to be exactly the same as me. It's not going to be exactly the same as someone else because we're all different. God can all use us in a unique way to preach God's word and to reach different kind of people when we're speaking from our heart and from our soul. And you know what? I don't even think that you should just memorize the soul winning demonstration video and just recite that. You know, let it come from the heart. Let it come from the Spirit. Learn the scriptures and speak to people from the heart and from the Spirit and be a soul winner. You say, that's really hard. I know it's hard. That's why nobody's doing it. And if it were easy, everybody'd be doing it. But tracts are easy. That's why it's so popular. Just hand them out. Say, you're against tracts. I'm against 99% of them that preach a false salvation. Every time somebody hands me a tract, it's telling me I have to turn my whole life around to be saved. I have to turn over a new leaf and turn away from all my sins. I'm all for a tract that says believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and that teaches salvation through faith alone. But you know what? It's not enough. It's a great icebreaker. It's a great icebreaker. You know what I mean? Because it's not going to get the job done alone. We need to do the job.